Welcome to Shibe Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Johnny Mostill. Batting second. The shortstop, Ike Davis. Batting third. The second baseman, Eddie Collins. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Earl Shealy. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Bibb Falk. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Harry Hooper. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Willie Calm. Batting eighth. The catcher, Ray Schalk. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Max Bishop. Batting second. The left fielder, Bill Lamar. Batting third. The right fielder, Bing Miller. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Al Simmons. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Sammy Hale. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Jim Poole. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Chick Galloway. Batting eighth. The catcher, Cy Perkins. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jack Quinn. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Jack Quinn. And now, play ball. Johnny Mostill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mostill hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Davis for the out. Mostill moves to second. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mostill moves to third. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mostill scores. Collins moves to second. It's 1-0, White Sox. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller hits a pop-up towards first. Shealy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons takes first base on ball four. Lamar moves to second. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Calm is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Calm hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Calm moves to third. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. one out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground for a double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Schalk settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-1 in the game. Davis hits a fly ball into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop moves to second. Two outs. Bing Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-1 in the game. Miller hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-1 in the game. Falk hits a line drive into right field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Hooper takes first base on ball 4. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Com reaches second base with a double. Hooper moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Schalk is hit by the pitch. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-1 in the game. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Quinn fields it and throws to first for the out. Hooper scores. Com moves to third. Schalk moves to second. Two outs. It's 2-0, White Sox. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Ma still for the out. the side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Simmons hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-1 in the game. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-1 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-2 in the game. Davis is called out on strikes. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 0-for-2 in the game. Falk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-1 in the game. Galloway hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-1 in the game. Perkins hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jack Quinn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quinn is 0-for-1 in the game. Quinn hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Hooper hits a fly ball into left field for a base hit. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Com hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hooper moves to third. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons bunts towards the mound. Quinn settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Poole settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Bishop takes first base on ball 4. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lamar hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Lamar reaches second base with a double. Bishop moves to third. Bill Bagwell pinch hits for Bing Miller. Bill Bagwell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagwell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Bishop scores. Lamar moves to third. One out. It's 2-1, White Sox. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Simmons hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lamar scores. It's White Sox, 2, Athletics, 2. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-2 in the game. Hale hits a fly ball into left field. Falk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-2 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Frank Welch now playing right field. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-3 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards first. Poole scoops it up and throws to first, with Quinn covering, for the out. Two outs. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Falk is 0-for-3 in the game. Falk hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Welch chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards third. Hale fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Hale. Welch throws the ball into Perkins, who tags Falk, who came all the way around to try to score, for the out. Shealy goes all the way around to score. Falk moves to third. It's 3-2, White Sox. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-2 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 0-for-2 in the game. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Walt French pinch hits for Jack Quinn. Walt French is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. French hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to second. Two outs. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The White Sox will come to bat. Rube Wahlberg now pitching. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 3-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kham hits a line drive into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Schalk. The throw from Perkins and he is out, Bishop applying the tag. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-3 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's White Sox, 3, Athletics, 3. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 0-for-3 in the game. Hale hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-3 in the game. Poole strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Ma still hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-4 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a pop-up towards short. Galloway settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-3 in the game. Galloway hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Shealy hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bibb Falk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Falk is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Falk bunts, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Hooper hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Hooper reaches second base with a double. There goes Sheely trying to get to second. Wahlberg throws to second, with Galloway covering, who tags Sheely for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Kaum is walked intentionally. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 10, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Bishop hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a fly ball into right field. Hooper settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into left field. Fox settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got one RBI. Lyons hits a ball on the ground towards short. Galloway scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Ma still takes first base on ball 4. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0-for-5 in the game. Davis hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Davis. The throw from Perkins and he is safe. Davis steals second. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a fly ball into left field. Lamar settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 11, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Collins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 0-for-4 in the game. Poole hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Falk. Poole reaches second base with a double. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-4 in the game. Galloway hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kaum settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Earl Sheely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sheely is 4-for-5 in the game, with four singles. He's got one RBI. Sheely hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bibb Fock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fock is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Fock strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2 for 4 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hooper hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Bishop settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 12, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a fly ball into center field. Ma still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 0 for 1 in the game. Wahlberg hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0 for 3 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop is called out on strikes. 2 outs. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2 for 5 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Sheely scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lamar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles, a double, and a walk. Com hits a ball on the ground into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Com reaches second base with a double. Ray Schock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schock is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Schock bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0 for 5 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Perkins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Johnny Ma still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ma still is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single and a walk. Ma still hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 13, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Welch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Simmons hits a fly ball into left field. Fock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 5 in the game, with a single. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Poole is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Poole is 1 for 5 in the game, with a double. Poole hits a fly ball into left field. Fock settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 0 for 6 in the game. Davis hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1 for 6 in the game, with a single. Collins bunts towards the mound. Wahlberg fields it and throws to first for the out. Davis moves to second. One out. Earl Shealy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shealy is 4-for-6 in the game, with 4 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Shealy is walked intentionally. Bill Barrett pinch hits for Bibb Falk. Bill Barrett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barrett strikes out. 2 outs. Harry Hooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hooper is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single, a double, and a walk. Hooper hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 14, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Barrett now playing left field. Chick Galloway is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Galloway is 0-for-5 in the game. Galloway hits a ball on the ground towards short. Davis scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Cy Perkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perkins is 1-for-5 in the game, with a single. Perkins hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rube Wahlberg is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wahlberg is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wahlberg hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Perkins moves to second. 2 outs. Fred Hammock pinch runs for Cy Perkins. Max Bishop is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bishop is 0-for-4 in the game. With 2 walks. Bishop hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Collins scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 3, and the Athletics 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Mickey Cochran now catching. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 4-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles, 2 doubles, and a walk. Com takes first base on ball 4. Ray Schalk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schalk is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's been hit by a pitch. Schalk hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Lamar. Schalk reaches second base with a double. Com goes all the way around to score. It's 4-3, White Sox. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 0-for-6 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field for a base hit. Schalk moves to third. Johnny Moss still is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moss still is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moss still strikes out. One out. Ike Davis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davis is 1-for-7 in the game, with a single. Davis hits a fly ball into center field. Simmons settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Schalk tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 5-3, White Sox. Eddie Collins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Collins is 1-for-6 in the game, with a single. Collins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Bishop scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 15, with the score, the White Sox 5, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Lamar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lamar is 2-for-6 in the game, with a single and a double. Lamar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Frank Welch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Welch is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Welch hits a fly ball into center field. Moss still settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Simmons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Simmons is 2-for-5 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Simmons hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lamar moves to second. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Sammy Hale is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Hale is 2-for-6 in the game, with two singles. Hale strikes out. There goes Lamar. The throw from Shock and Lamar is out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 5, and Philadelphia Athletics, 3. Goodbye from Shive Park in Philadelphia.